66 and 7, they fought the Congo War with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Thompson Gunner.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Pegasus Patton Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Katie.
I'm Stuart.
And this is Claire, sitting directly across from me. Say hi, Claire.
Hi.
There you go.
Here we go.
It's our first show back.
Yep, that's working.
So we are just having fun.
Yeah.
We're just chilling. We're just figuring things out. It's going to be great. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's the beginning of our junior year.
Very exciting.
Which is it's a big one.
It's a big one.
We're halfway through.
This is our fourth semester doing Tufts Pegasus, the Pegasus Pageant Show.
What's it called?
I said Tufts Pegasus Pageant Show, but it's okay.
But I mean, we're probably the only one, so yeah, you know, it also works.
But anyways, so how was your summer, Claire? How was it going?
My summer was pretty good. I was home with my family, and I was an intern in the grand college tradition.
Very nice.
So I was working in an office and helping people do things and making their photocopies.
That's wonderful.
It was great. Not really.
Well, now you can work a better photocopier than I can. And we have
I know how to make, like, you know, double-sided collated staples.
Wow.
That's, yeah.
Wow.
Shazam.
That's exciting.
Pretty exciting.
So, wait, we also have a guest.
Yeah.
He introduced himself very briefly before, but he can introduce himself again. Say hi, Stuart.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can. Yeah.
Okay.
I got you. Don't worry.
Yeah,
everyone
good.
Can hear you. We're okay. We're okay. But
I'm Stuart. I'm a sophomore.
Very
this is my first. Thank you. This is my first time doing WMFO. I'm just here being a novice right now. You know.
Yeah. It's awesome.
We're
so we'll
teaching him our ways.
Teaching him the ways of the Pegasus Pageant Show. But yeah. So we'll chat a little bit more. I think right now we've got some music to play, but it's good to be back and. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, Katie, play us some more tunes.
I will play you some more tunes.
Excited to see what you got for
us. All right.
If you remember how to do this.
I do remember how to do this.
When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time I saw. Flowers in your hair. See, it takes a boy to live, takes a man to pretend he was there. So then we grew a little and knew a lot, and now we demonstrated it to the cops. And all the things we said, we were self-assured. 'Cause it's a long road to wisdom, a short one to being ignored. Be in my eyes, be in my heart, be in my eyes, I, be in my heart. So now I think that I could love you back, and I hope it's not too late, 'cause you're so attractive.
I did in my way, lie way too fast, but in my heart I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. 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 my way, lie way too fast. But in my heart, I understand. I made my moon, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. 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 One thing in my way, you are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way, you are the one thing in my way, you are the one thing in my way.
Thank you. care cause we were done. I remember we were sleeping in cars, we were searching for ours, we were burning cigars with the white plastic tips till we saw the sun. We said crazy things like
Yeah. breaks the day, we don't care. That's how we build on these memories we share.
My name's a kicks. been wearing all black since the day it started. When I stopped and looked back, as my mind departed, I've been losing sleep, and I cannot sit still. I'm not the same woman that you used to.
And we are back on air. That was some lovely music by myself and Claire, not by us, picked by us.
Oh, do you want to do like a review?
We can do a review. So first we had Send Me On My Way by Rusted Root. Then we had Flowers In Your Hair by The Lumineers. Then we had My Way by Calvin Harris. Then Nervous by Gavin James. Kids by One Republic. Saltwater Gospel by Eli Young Band. Kings of Summer by AOK and Quinn XC2. Gravel to Tempo by Haley Kiyoko, Head Underwater by Jenny Lewis, and Summertime by Lowell.
Woo!
It's beautiful.
That was quite a list, actually. We should have been doing that more periodically, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. We don't have a particular theme today, just sort
we don't.
Of things we were digging or going yeah, to over the summer.
Exactly. New stuff we're interested in, having fun with, back to school. Just that. Same old, same old.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so we have a PSA that will be read by Stuart, so... Why don't we take it away, Stuart?
Walking is good exercise. So although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult.
Wow,
I learned.
That's so nice.
Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
I feel like there's a little dig at bike
yeah,
riders
well,
in there.
Bit of
I like riding my bike, but I'll... Yeah.
But that's
but,
okay.
You know?
I mean, walking's great. Walking's great. You know, ever since moving off campus,
I was
which
gonna say that too.
Most upperclassmen have to do, because Tufts does
Tufts
not have a
worst.
Ton of on-campus housing. But anyways, it's fine. I've been walking a lot more.
Yeah, it takes, you know, 10 minutes to get to campus, and then
yes.
I have to get to where I'm going on campus. But mm-hmm. it's nice. Well, the weather is nice. It's
yeah, I've been walking
it's
a lot.
A good
you know,
walk.
It's. I mean, it's nice to soak up the sun and everything. I'm sure
yeah.
in the winter I'll feel a little bit more bitter about that. But
true. The
94 is right next to my house, so that's perfect.
Nice.
So I'm going to take it around the
Just
hill.
Take the bus to where you're going.
I've had
yes.
beef with the 94 ever since they left me one time at a bus stop.
No,
I was just
they let.
They
just didn't stop for you? That's happened to
me
before.
Me.
No.
I've tried like a little sad hand wave.
Oh my gosh.
Like, please no. And then obviously I don't see
I've had
you,
to
so
run after the Joey. That's happened to me with the Joey.
No,
they just like left
time.
Me and I was holding a huge duffel bag because I was going home for winter break.
Taking the Joey with your luggage is
and
the worst.
I had to sprint across car and parking lot with my gigantic like 60-pound duffel bag because like,
How
you know,
much
I...
How were you taking
Oh,
this is
well,
winter break.
I was bringing home like a lot of clothes as well, just to like
catch you,
you know, stash there. But I just sprint, and then my wheels went off the tracks, and like was my duffel bag was like flying everywhere, and like the Joey was like oh, and then stopped, and it was ridiculous. I was so upset. Anyways, not to be
yeah, well, fun times
bitter with buses,
transportation systems at Tufts. But anyway, that's why we should all walk more,
yeah.
right? Yay.
Honestly, though, I will say having a bike on campus is very nice.
Yes.
It is very nice.
Yeah.
I've always felt like biking up that hill would be...
No, I never bike up the hill.
It's,
that's the key.
Okay.
No, I see.
Yeah,
I
only go ever halfway up. That's as far as I'll go. I'll go halfway up or I'll go around.
I go around.
I don't go all the way because
yeah.
I'm not Superman.
The rest of the way? Or?
Yeah, you can just park
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, my classes, I have classes in Pearson, so I will bike around. I have classes... I have to be in 200 Boston Avenue a lot, and you can cut away
Wait,
that 200? Doesn't go up the, it doesn't go up a hill. It kind of just is a very gradual incline and not a little bit of a speak. So I miss the hill, but I end up on the other side of the hill. It's
nice.
Prime. It's awesome. But yeah, so, you know, various ways of transportation. I just don't know what I'm going to do when it's like icy and you can't bike anymore.
Yeah.
That's going to be very interesting. I don't know. But yeah,
we'll deal with that problem when it
happens. When it happens, maybe it won't snow this winter.
It didn't actually snow that much last year. It was really cold.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing will repeat the.
Sorry, you said it didn't.
It didn't
snow
that much. Or maybe it was just because I was thinking of
Texas,
freshman year.
So wait,
okay, when Katie and I were first years, It snowed every single day in the month of February. We had 5 snow days, and there was a record amount of snowfall in the Boston.
There was like 108 inches in Boston. It was crazy.
I'm for like 7 circle of hell right
now. A straight 2 months, there were just like piles of snow taller than I was. Mm-hmm. Anywhere you walked, every path was like really, really narrow, and the snow would just come up to your waist, and you'd just be like tumbling around like a little ant.
I remember the walks to Davis.
Crazy.
The paths were probably 2 feet wide, and the dunes of snow were like 3 feet over my head.
Yeah.
So it was like walking through little narrow walls. Oh yeah.
I wore snow boots every day for like 6 weeks.
Bean boots, man. Like, that's what I was gonna wear.
Snow boots and a snow jacket.
Exactly.
It was the worst. Mm-hmm. And the first snow days were really exciting. Everyone was like, oh, this is cool. We don't have to do class. And then by like the fifth one, everyone was like, I'm so bored. Because when it's snowing that much, there's nothing even to do. Like the only things open were dorms and dining halls. Yeah. So you could just go eat or go sit inside.
Also, shout out to the dining hall people again. Praise that. They were amazing.
Keeping us fed,
they were amazing.
Keeping the dining halls open at all. It was incredible.
I was in Carm the other day and I saw
Do you live uphill or downhill?
I live in Carm.
Oh, nice. Okay, good choice. You never have to go outside ever.
Saw this like cake out on the table, and I was like, oh, it's so cute, it's someone's birthday, like they made them a cake. And then all these like workers started gathering around them, like all the ladies from the dining hall and stuff, and then the like dining hall manager comes out, who runs everything, and he sees the cake and he just starts bawling because it was his last day. They were giving him like a going away party, and he was like, these are good people.
That's so sweet.
It was undeniably like the best thing I've seen since I've been back at
school. Wow. That's so amazing.
Oh. Wow. That's so nice.
I feel so warm now. Good moments.
Thank you for sharing that.
we should do like a good feel moment every week. That would be something
nice.
That would
be really cute.
So nice. Yeah.
Starting a new tradition.
Very nice.
All right. Well,
I'm going to plug the donations drive.
Yes.
We can do the other plug.
Yeah. So if you really love WMFO, which you should because you're listening to it and it's amazing, WMFO runs like off of people's donations.
Mm-hmm.
So community members and students alike listening, if you want to donate and support your favorite community radio station.
The best community radio station.
Yes, your favorite and the best community radio station. You can head over to donate.wmfo.org. Right now, we've raised $435.
Very nice.
But we still are moving our way towards our goal of 5,000.
Slow and steady wins the race.
If you are feeling generous today, that's donate.wmfo.org. We would love to see you there.
Yeah. Or not, maybe not see you there.
We would love to have your support.
Feel your support. Yeah.
So thanks for listening.
But yeah, no, we really appreciate that because it is all run off of donations and we love what we do. So
keep us here.
Awesome. But yeah, should we segue to some more music?
Yeah, I got some more stuff
for us. All
right,
sounds good. We'll be back in a few.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down. All through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
I'm so confident. before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car and 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay, I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no call. Now I'm looking pretty in a hotel bar. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't never getting older.
We are back for the final time.
Just gonna say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. So we had we had Sia with Unstoppable, and then we had the Chainsmokers with Closer. Very nice picks. Closer is like one of my favorite songs, so
it's
very
a big
excited.
One right now. I felt like I very had to give big it a one. Shout out.
But yeah, so I mean, this was a great first show. I'm excited to see where the semester goes and play some fun music and chat with you guys. Thanks for listening. And
we will see you next week.
We will see you next week. Stored, any final words?
No, just have a good rest of your Monday.
All right. Thank yes. You happy too. Monday. All right, guys. Have a good rest of your week. Looking back on when I
Mama gives you money.